Hello, I'm Mike Harding, and this show goes out bare, naked, and unadorned into the world because there's that much stuff I want to get through. I'm not going to play a Sig tune. Instead of which, I'm going to whack straight in with a tune from a fantastic dance band called Banta. Dance band they are, but much, much more. Their new album is called Dare, and from it, this is Harper's Frolic and Bonnie Kate. Just cop your whack for this. There you go. Banta from their new album Dare with Harper's Frolic and Bonnie Kate. Nina Zeller on keyboards, Simon Kerr, yes, that's Simon Kerr, on melodeon, and Tim Walker on drums, percussion, trumpet, and when they're dancing, he also does a bit of calling, as well as the cocking of the legs, which must be seen. I saw them a couple of weeks back at the Costa del Folk Festival in Ibiza, where they tore the place apart, and rightly so. Also there, these guys, Track Dogs, an amazing band. It's a long, long time since I saw a group of musicians work the room like these guys can do. They went down phenomenally well. I love them. They've released an album of pure ukulele-accompanied songs called Uke Songs. And from it, this is their version of the traditional Man of Constant Sorrow.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my life. I bid farewell to over. Vermilion, the place where I was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasures here on earth I found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends.
Wonderful stuff. Track Dogs there from their album Uke Songs with Man of Constant Sorrow. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, to book them for the 2020 Settle Folk Gathering, because I know that the two of them, the Folk Gathering and Track Dogs, are just perfectly suited to each other. Now, Kate Rusby has released a constant stream of fine albums ever since she was a young girl. Never lost contact with her roots, her mum and dad have made sure of that, and she's now working a lot, obviously, with her husband, Damien O'Kane, who's produced her new album, Philosophers, Poets and Kings. I'm going to play two tracks from the new album on the show, and this is the first of them, Kate's treatment of the traditional song, The Squire and the Parson.
They drank, came to the fore, and each declared they'd fight. From both doors of the coach they flew and leapt into the night. Round the back they found the fiend with flailing fist they led. Tired and beaten he gave up, into the night he fled. Thank you. should gamble proud of their attack. Next morning down with the servants were squeals full of delight. The coachman stood recounting the scene he saw last night. At lunch the pair they boasted of the knocks the fiend he took. The butler swallowed his laughter and slyly winked at the cook.
Squire and the Parson, Kate Rusby, from her album Philosophers, Poets and Kings. And like I said, there'll be another track from that new album later on in the show. Now, the Paul McKenna Band hail from Glasgow, and Paul himself has long been ranked amongst the finest young singers and songwriters to come from that country. A lot of people have compared him favourably to the great Dick Gawkin, both in terms of his voice and what he does with it, but also the way he gets inside a song and lives it. This is a song I first heard sung by Kevin Mitchell. It's a Donegal song originally, I think, and of course there's always been masses of links between Donegal and Scotland, in particular Glasgow. I remember meeting in the Bluestack Mountains a lady who'd spent her entire life working on the buses in Glasgow as a bus conductress. She'd come back home, put her wellies on and a scarf round her head, and you thought she'd never have left. So here's a great Donegal song, The Fanad Mare, from Paul McKenna and the band.
You Donegal heroes, wherever you be, come now, pay attention and listen to me. I'll sing a few verses, your spirits to cheer, concerning brave Feelan, that sweet Fanad Mare. From the town of Downpatrick and that to Maville, they sported their colours and that with great skill. From the racecourse in Derry and that to Kildare, there was 20-1 on that sweet Fanad Mare. Give us her head like you did once before. She'll bring back the prizes to Fanad once more. Well, the moment arrived and great joy filled each heart. McCarron got mounted and away he did start. The shouts of the people, they rang through the air. She won by a head, did the sweet Fanad Mare. Were over, each one did agree to go to Melton to have a big spree. All the lads and the lassies had liquor so rare, we drank to brave Feelan, the sweet Fanad Mare. Oh,
Fannad Mair from the Paul McKenna Band's new album Breathe. And if you've just joined us, this show is pretty much entirely new releases, and I'm going to try and get through as many as I can in the next 1¾ hours. Now, the London band Stick in the Wheel have got a rawness and authenticity that makes them stand out head and shoulders above many others on the folk scene. But they're not just content to be singing material and picking out and researching stuff like song collectors of the yesteryears, but now with lots of new recording gear, they've gone around the country recording musicians and singers not in the studio, but in their own homes where they're far more comfortable. I've not got that terrible atmosphere you have in the studio of almost like being on trial. Don't know if you've ever recorded in a studio, but that to me is what it's like. You're being tested all the time. The result, I think, is entirely delightful. This is the second of the folk field recordings that they've made. This is volume 2. And this is Laura Smith and Ted Kemp. Wonderful unaccompanied singers here with what I think is one of the most beautiful of all English traditional songs, Adieu, Sweet Lovely Nancy. Well, let's see what you think.
Adieu, sweet lovely Nancy, 10,000 times adieu. I'm a-going around the ocean, love to seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl, come change your ring with me. For it might be a token of true love when I am on the sea. And when I'm far upon the sea, you'll know not where I am. Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your heart, dear girl, are the best of my goodwill. So let your body be where it might, my heart will be with you still. There's a heavy storm arising, see how it gathers round. While we poor souls on the ocean wide are fighting for the crown. There's nothing to protect us, love, or keep us from the cold. On the ocean wide where we must bide like jolly seamen bold. There's tinkers, tailors, shoemakers lie snoring fast asleep. While we poor souls on the ocean wide are ploughing through the deep. Our officers commanded us and then we must obey. Expecting every moment for to get cast away. And when the wars are over, there'll be peace on every shore. We'll return to our wives and our families and the girls that we adore. We'll drink our liquor merrily and spend our money free. And when our money is all gone, we'll boldly go to sea.
Nothing like the human voice, pure and unadorned. That was beautiful. Laura Smith and Ted Kemp from the album From Here, English Folk Field Recordings, Volume 2, with Adieu, Sweet Lovely Nancy. Great stuff. Do get hold of that album, it's a cracker. Forgot to say, by the way, that if you want to find out more information, because I don't like to talk so much when there's loads and loads of great music to play, do go to the Stick in a Wheel website and check it out. Links through to all the websites, of course, are on www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Now, what can I say about Rhiannon Giddens other than that everything I've seen and heard her do has been pure, absolute class. Many of you will know Rhiannon played with the Carolina Chocolate Drops for a good number of years, but she's gone on to do all kinds of things since stopping touring with the band, and her new album with Francesco Turisi is called There Is No Other, and it's chock full of absolutely wonderful songs like this. Their version of the classic American ballad, Wayfaring Stranger. Just listen to this. It is totally and absolutely wonderful, in my humble opinion.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world alone. There is no sickness, toil, nor danger in that fair land to which I go. I'm going home to meet my mother. I'm going home no more to roam. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going. Golden fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more will weep. I'm going home to meet my father. I'm going home no more to roam. I'm just going. Drop that cross of self-denial and enter in that home with God. I'm going home to meet my Savior. I'm going home, no more to roam. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going. Thank you.
Wayfaring Stranger from a new album called There Is No Other by Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Turisi. I forgot to mention the introduction to that piece that Francesco is a world famous, not just jazz musician, he's an anything musician. He's just a polyglot when it comes to music. He plays everything from piano, accordion. You mentioned the instrument, he can play it. And the two of them have come together on this particular project to work on the blending together of Mediterranean and Irish, American, African music. The result, I think, is a totally wonderful and powerful album. It's beautiful. I'll play another track from it later in the show. Talking which, here is another track from the Trevor Crozier tribute CD, Farewell He, another parcel of old crumbs. Trevor Crozier, the West Country boy, daft as a brush, but in the best possible way, a lord of misrule. On this particular track, you're going to hear Lee Nicholson and Naomi Randall. Naomi Randall, of course, singer and a great musician, and Lee Nicholson, well, probably one of the finest concertina players on the planet, a man of my generation, who actually helped to open the very first folk club I ever started in Blakely, Manchester, in the middle of an ICI dye works, would you believe, in an old Manchester pub. Enough of the reminiscing. I can see your eyes glazing over like my grandsons do when I start getting into grandad speak. Lee Nicholson, never behind the times with anything, never a stick in the mud, always adventurous. Here he is with his and Naomi's version of the Grateful Dead's version of Candyman. I think this is great. But let's see what you think.
Come on, you boys, and gamble if you
From the album Farewell He, Another Parcel of Old Crams, that was Lee Nicholson and Naomi Randall with Candyman, which they learned from the Grateful Dead. Now, I just mentioned folk clubs, and I'm going to play a track now simply called Folk Club Song. It's from Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer's album 12 Months and a Day. And I can recognise all the characters in this song. If you've ever been to a folk club or been involved with running a folk club, you'll recognise them too. The people, the unsung heroes who kept folk clubs going, who still keep folk clubs going and do it purely and simply for the love of it. Many of them don't just not make a penny out of running folk clubs, but very often they end up out of pocket themselves. But they do it simply for the love of the music. I think this is quite simply a great song.
I can see him riding down the hill on his unfashioned bike, hair streaming in the wind, carefree as you like. I can see him singing from the floor of workers and their rights, the strength of his conviction would set the room alight. I didn't know him well, I barely knew his name, but I miss his conversation and his friendship all the same. I didn't know him well, I barely knew his name, but I miss him all the same. She'd always turn up early, laden down with bags and all, raffle prizes, ticket books, candles for the hall. She'd make the night run smoothly, always done without a frown. But when she sang of love and loss, she'd bring the whole house down. I didn't know her well, I barely knew her name, but I miss her conversation and her friendship all the same. I didn't know her well, I barely knew her name, but I miss her all the same. They turn up in five separate cars, the jolly shanty crew. They have a set list all prepared, then change it halfway through. They'd ramble through their introductions with a joke or two. But then their simple harmonies were wonderful and true. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I missed their conversation and their friendship all the same. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I missed them all the same. Their conversation and their friendship all the same. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I missed them all the same. I never ever heard him sing a song or play a tune. I suspect if we had asked him, he'd have run out of the room. But he would sing along with gusto to every chorus and refrain, then quietly slip out from the back to catch his last train. I didn't know him well, I barely knew his name, but I miss his conversation and his friendship all the same. I didn't know him well, I barely knew his name, but I miss him all say. I have this image in my mind of a folk club in the sky, where candles never sputter out and beer never runs dry, where songs are never forgotten and guitars they stay in key, and everyone knows all the words in perfect harmony. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I missed their conversation and their friendship all the same. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I missed them all the same. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I missed their conversation and their friendship all the same. I didn't know them well, I barely knew their names, but I missed them all the same. I missed them. I miss them. Oh.
Wow, what a great song. Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer from their album 12 Months in a Day with Folk Club Song. And I'm pretty certain that that wasn't just a fiddle. Let me see. I think that was a nickel harp, a Scandinavian big, big fiddle that Vicky was playing there. I can't tell you, but I think it is. Yeah, there we go. Fabulous album, 12 Months in a Day. Do get it. Keep music live and keep it going. Folk clubs need us. I've run a little folk session in the Golden Lion. If you're ever up in the Yorkshire Dales, the Golden Lion in Settle in the Lion's Den, it's every second and fourth Thursday in the month, 2 and 4. That's all you have to remember, 2 and 4. So many people turn up on the weeks we're not there. I have to emphasise that it's on the 2nd and 4th. It's free and you can get up and sing and do what you like, and we go around the room and everybody gets a chance. Sort of a come all ye, really, rather than a folk club as such. Now, I'm a huge, huge, massive, massive fan of Ye Vagabonds, the Irish duo that are doing so well at the moment, and rightly so. I'm waiting for a copy of their CD to come through the post so I can read the sleeve notes on it. Otherwise, I'm just relying on the download. Good enough, though. This is Ye Vagabonds from their album The Hare's Lament, with the traditional song I courted a wee girl, and this is a cracker.
I courted a wee girl for many's a long day, and I slighted all others that came in my way. And well, she's rewarded me to the last day, for she's gone to be wed to another, another. She's gone to be wed to another. Well, the bride and bride's party to church they did go. The bride went in foremost, she bore the best show. And I followed after, my heart full of woe, to see my love went to another, another. To another. Well, the bride and bride's party in church they did stand. Gold rings on her fingers, her love by the hand. And the man she was wed to had houses and land. since I could not gain her. And the first time I saw her, she was dressed all in white. The more I looked on her, she dazzled my sight. I lifted my hat and I bade her good night. Adieu to all false-hearted lovers. Lovers, adieu to all false-hearted lovers. And the next time I saw her, she was leaving Downmead. I sat down beside her, not a bite. For I thought my love's company far better than meat. For love was the cause of my ruin, my ruin. For love was the cause of my ruin. Dig me a grave and dig it down deep, and strew it all over with the roses so sweet, and lay me down silent, no more for to weep, for love was the cause of my ruin. My ruin, for love was the cause of my ruin.
Great version of a song sometimes called The False Bride, or The Week Before Easter, or I Once Loved a Lass. That was Ye Vagabonds from the album The Hare's Lament, with I Courted a Wee Girl. Some of the versions of that song have got a great verse in it. How's it go? The men of the forest, they asked of me, how many strawberries grow in the salt sea? I answered them back with a tear in my ee, how many ships sail in the forest? Good stuff. Now, the Resonant Rogues are based out of Asheville, North Carolina, and they're led by songwriting pals Sparrow and Keith J. Smith. They weave the threads of Appalachian folk, Texas swing, vintage country and European folk together into what is called a beautiful melange or tapestry that, and I quote, simultaneously showcases tradition and innovation. They're on tour over here as I squeak, and I'll tell you a little bit about that after this. The Resonant Rogues from their album Autumn of the World with a song called Big Ivy. I think I know her.
Listen to the sound of the stream. Have you seen how it smooths all of the stones that lie underneath? Maybe if I wade through this water patiently, it will smooth all of the sharpness residing in me. Going to be alone, going to face the unknown, taking the space I know. Going to make me
the Resonant Rogues with Big Ivy from their new album Autumn of the World. And if you like that, you can go and see them live. I've got the list here. I won't read it all out because it goes on for the whole month of July. The 3rd of July, they're at Southport, Grateful Fred's at the Atkinson Theatre. Grateful Fred's, terrific load of people, run a great, great Americana series down there. After that, they're in Sheffield on the 4th, then Suffolk, Maverick Festival, 5th and 7th of July, London, the Green Note, 13th, the Bell Inn, Bath, Portsmouth, the Loft, Colchester, they're going to Winchester, Somerset, Fanny's Meadow Festival, good old Fanny. That's the 19th of July, Isle of Skye, they're going up to Stirling, Glasgow, Dorset, and finish that tranche in Poole at the Beer and Bluegrass Festival. So the Resonant Rogues, you can go and see them, any one of those gigs. And you'll find details on our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Links through to all the artists that you've heard on this show. And also, of course, there is the archive of previous podcasts, 6-7 years worth, and you can go and download, I think it's about 270 shows, and enjoy them at your leisure, as you wish. Now, there's something about relatives singing together, whether it's mother and daughter, or whether it's a whole family, like in the Copper family, or whether it's brothers like the Dransfields. There's something about that they know what each other are doing instinctively. Absolutely. Now, Fran Foote is a well-known member of the band Stick in the Wheel. You might remember I played Laura Smith and Ted Kemp singing Adieu Sweet Lovely Nancy from an album that Stick in the Wheel had put together. Well, Fran has learned lots of songs from her mum, Belinda Kempster. They learnt songs from within their family and also from their native county of Essex. They sing the songs without any frills or any fuss, and I think that the result is absolutely stunning. The album they've made is called On Clay Hill, and I'm going to play you the traditional song John Barleycorn now, which, for any of you who might not know, is a song that probably goes back, way back, way back to the very earliest times, because barley was one of the first crops grown by mankind, and strangely enough, it wasn't very long before he discovered, or she discovered, that letting it ferment a little bit turned it into beer. And later you could distill it and make whiskey out of it, of course. So, this track, John Barleycorn, is a celebration of the corn or barley spirit. And there's nought wrong with that. This is Fran Foote and Belinda Kempster.
There were three men came from the west, and they were all a-dry. They made a vow, a solemn vow, John Barleycorn should die. Oh, poor boy, John Barleycorn should die. They ploughed their land, they harrowed it well, scratched claws all over his head. They made a vow, a solemn vow, John Barleycorn was dead. Oh, poor boy, John Barleycorn was dead. They let him lie a little while till a shower of rain did fall. Then John Barleycorn sprang up a green blade and he soon surprised them all. Oh, poor boy, he soon surprised them all. They let him stand till midsummer, till he grew pale and wan. Then they hired men with side sticks in to cut him down again. Oh, poor boy, to cut him down again. They hired men with pitchforks in to prick him to his heart. They pitched him, they loaded him, and they bound him to a cart. Oh, poor boy, they bound him to a cart. They hired men with big sticks in to beat him out at once. Swish, swash, went onto his head, and the flesh flew from his bones. Oh, poor boy, the flesh flew from his bones. They put him into a kiln, poor boy, for to roast his bones. And then they served him worst of all, they crushed him between two stones. Oh, poor boy, they crushed him between two stones. They put him into a tub, poor boy, for to scald him there. But John Barleycorn ran out below, and he soon became strong beer. Oh, poor boy, he soon became strong beer. Put wine into a glass, put cider into a can, put John Barleycorn into a pint jug, and he'll prove the nobler man. Oh, poor boy, he'll prove the nobler man.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I think that's one of the best versions and best sung versions of that song ever. Terrific stuff. That's from an album called On Clay Hill. Fran Foot and Belinda Kempster, mum and daughter. John Barleycorn, of course, the song, many, many different versions of that. But like I say, that's an absolute cracker, in my humble opinion. Don't repeat yourself, Mike. No, I won't. Now, Mark Cook spent his early childhood on the road touring the whole of the USA with his mum and dad, who were blues singers and musicians. He learnt to play guitar, bass and keyboards while he was on the road with his mum and dad, and then went on to pursue a solo career. He's made a rake of great blues albums. His latest is called Backwoods Chaos, and from it this is a song which I think will probably strike a resonant chord with many of us. Bankruptcy Blues.
I walk alone in the rain. Woo! Hey! Can't find me no shelter. Can't hide all my pain. Yeah. Lord knows I've paid my dues, but now I'm here with these bankruptcy blues. Yeah! The river weeps for me. Now that I've lost my happy home. Woo! Yeah! No one cares when you're down. So through this rain I roam. Woo! Somebody help me. Lord knows I paid my dues. Now I stand here with these bankrupted blues. Knows. Chapter 7, chapter 11. Thank you. me. Oh, when the river becomes my home. Yeah, just another lonely soul. All alone in this world I roam. Woo. The good Lord knows I paid my dues, but now I'm left here with these big raps of blues. Chapter 13.
Mark Cook there from his album Backwoods Chaos with Bankruptcy Blues. Now, Topic Records, would you believe, celebrate 80 years as a record company this year. Over in the States, the Smithsonian Institute and Smithsonian Records probably did more than any other company or organisation, I should say, to promote the folk revival. And here in these islands, Topic Records were the standard bearers for many, many years. It's impossible, really, to exaggerate the impact that Topic Records had upon the folk revival here in these islands. There's a double CD out celebrating the work they've done called Vision and Revision, the first 80 years of Topic Records. And instead of going digging out the archives and just making a compilation album of that, what they've done is they've got artists from the Topic roster and some that aren't there yet, if you like, to record tracks celebrating all those years. There's, let me just work it out, 20 tracks celebrating all those years of great music. Got Martin Simpson, Peggy Seeger, Josiane Clark and Ben Walker, Oyster Band, Sam Lee, Lisa O'Neill, Chris Wood, Eliza Carthy, Olivia Cheney, Emily Portman, Martin Carthy, Richard Thompson, the Oldham Tinkers, many, many more great artists all coming together to celebrate the 80 years of Topic being such a wonderful force for good in the culture of not just these islands, but of the whole world, and of celebrating and supporting folk music. I'm going to play a couple of tracks now, back to back. The second track is Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys singing Shawnee Town, which is a song they learnt from the singing of Martin Simpson, who, as I said, is also on the 2-CD set. And I'm just going to read you now the quote that Sam Kelly's put on. This is a song sung by the men who worked the barges on the Ohio River. Going downstream was easy, just make sure you don't hit the bank. Going back upstream, often the crew would walk along the shore, hauling the boat with tow ropes, bushwhacking her back. So that's why he's got the chorus. Whiskey in the jug, boys, wheat is in the sack. We'll trade 'em down to Shawnee Town and bring the rock salt back. So that's Shawnee Town, Sam Kelly and Jamie Francis from the Lost Boys. You're going to hear that in a few moments' time. But first of all, you're going to hear Peggy Seeger singing Jack Frost, a song written by the late and wonderful Mike Waterson. As a kid growing up in Hull, the winters were cold and raw, and in those days, with no central heating in the house, very often you'd get frost forming on the inside of the window panes. And Mike saw this, of course, as a young kid many and many a time. Thinking back as an adult to those days, he then went on to talk about the power of frost, Jack Frost on the window pane, and that same frost levelling Napoleon's army at the gates of Moscow. It's a brilliant, brilliant song, and nobody but Mike Waterson would have had the genius to correlate the two images and meld them together in a wonderful song. So in a few moments, Shawnee Town from Sam Kelly and Jamie. But first off, the wonderful Peggy Seeger with her version of Mike Waterson's song, Jack Frost.
Talk of heroes, woe for Nelson. I must disagree. Sing the praise of Alexander. He's no use to me. Here we only have one hero. One hero of great fame. Never fail. listen, I'll tell to you his name. Endless drawings, countless sketches on my window pane. Master craftsman, skilled engraver, Jack Frost is his name. From the cold wastes of Siberia, every winter he has come, never failing in his duty till winter time is gone. Sketches on my windowpane. Master craftsman, skilled engraver, Jack Frost is his name.
Sun rose up now, but we float down, way down the Ohio to Shawnee Town. And it's hard on the beach, oh, she moves too slow, way down to Shawnee Town on the Ohio. Whiskey's in the jug, boys, the wheat is in the sack. We're trading down to Shawnee Town and we'll bring the rocks all back. And it's hard on the beach, oh, she moves too slow, way down to Shawnee Town on the Ohio. The water's mighty warm, boys, the air is cold and dank, and the cursed fog, it gets so thick that you cannot see the bank. And it's hard on the beach, oh, she moves too slow, way down to Shawnee Town on the Ohio. Got her and we'll take up the slack. We'll float it down, shorty down, and we'll push a whacker back. Well, sun rose up now, but we float down, way down the Ohio to Shawnee Town. And it's hard on the beach shore, she moves too slow, way down to Shawnee Town on the Ohio. And it's hard on the beach shore, she moves too slow, way down to Shawnee Town on the Ohio, way down to Shawnee Town on the Ohio.
Shawnee Town, Sam Kelly and one of the Lost Boys there, Jamie on banjo, from the album Vision and Revision, the first 8 years of Topic Records, and from the same album, Peggy Seeger with a fabulous version of the Mike Waterson song Jack Frost. And you can be sure I'll be playing more tracks from that 2-CD box set in the months to come. Now this, let's go straight into the Harris Dance and Liam Rass from Brigid Campbell. A great young piper from the Isle of Skye who plays not the war pipes, the great full set of pipes, but the Scottish small pipes. And what a player she is. This is from a fantastic album called The Reeling. Thank you. Absolutely fantastic playing. Bridget Campbell from the album The Reeling with Anne Liamras, or the Harris Dance, Rady Pete on baritone concertina, I think, and Aidan O'Rourke from the band Lau playing fiddle. He also produced the album, and a great job he did of it. That was recorded live, one take, no overdubs, and it really shows the energy in that track is just amazing. Now, I thought I'd got more than enough material for this show, and then in through the letterbox came an album from Pete Coe, Brian Peters and Laura Smith. Laura, you heard earlier on in the show singing. The album is called The Road to Peterloo, and it's a show which the three of them have put together, drawing on broadsides and other material to commemorate the massacre in St. Peter's Field, Manchester, in 1819. The massacre was called Peterloo because it was not long after the Battle of Waterloo. It was an ironic, if you like, or sarcastic title. I'm not going to tell you the whole story because otherwise we'll be here for hours. But basically, people had gathered in a public meeting. They were being addressed by Orator Hunt. The people had been starving. They had no representation in Parliament. They didn't have the vote. And as they were stood there in St. Peter's Field, the local yeomanry rode in and killed 15 dead on the field, and up to 700 were badly cut and injured. You can find out all about it by going online and just looking up Peterloo. And if you wanted to, you could even see the film, which I watched recently, a damn good film directed by Mike Lee. It was made in 2018. Well, like I said, the massacre took place in 1819 on August the 16th, and this year is the 200th commemoration. The stage show is on the road and touring, and this song I'm going to play you now is called John Stafford's Song, and is an eyewitness account of the massacre.
On the 16th day of August, it was held at Peterloo, a just and lawful meeting, we all knew it to be true. With flags and caps of liberty, we did assemble there, in peace and in good order, the reformers did appear. From Smedley Cottage to the stage was crowded all the way. The patriots joined hand in hand, the bandits sweetly play. No thoughts of death and murder had occurred to any man until that cruel action on Peter's Fields began.
Our champion Henry Hunt, he climbed the stage and took the stand. It filled us all with joy to see that valiant man, to see that gallant hero with courage bold and fair. He won the heart of every working man and woman there.
The tyrants and the vampires, they came to cut us down. Your flags and caps of liberty will scatter all around. We know you are unarmed and we will murder all we can. Women, men and children, and damn your rights of man.
Themselves for deep and free times over made the charge. With glittering swords and carbines, their vow duty to discharge. The reformers raised up firm, but the horsemen rolled them down. They murdered their own neighbors, trampled them upon the ground.
The flags and caps of liberty, these ruffians did destroy. But still one valiant female, the colors she did fly. A babe lay in her arms, but still the birches cut them through, and left her with her infant bleeding there at Peterloo.
Through the crowd right to the hustings, those ruffians put their way. I've a charge against you, Mr. Hunt, one of that crew did say. I'm ready now, says Henry Hunt, I'm here at your command. So they took him to New Bailey jail according to their plan.
Seeking for her son, a trooper there did meet. She knew him well, for many years they'd lived in the same street. I know you will not hurt me, Thomas Shelby dying, she said. But he cut her down that instant, left her lying with the dead.
Come all of you, brave brave patriots, wherever that you be, you must unite together to gain your liberty. Don't forget those murderers when justice then pursue, and all those cruel tyrants on that day at Peterloo.
Pete Coe, Brian Peters and Laura Smith with John Stafford's song from the album The Road to Peterloo. And like I say, the show, I think it's either on the road or just about to go on the road. So check out the website. You'll find it by going to 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com and then clicking on the link. And do go and see them if you get a chance, because I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous live show. A terrible bloody story, but there you go. It's what's happened ever since time began, really, to those who dug and sowed and laboured and placed brick upon brick, the way it was. Now, there's another great new Irish band just appeared over the horizon called Alfie. They play harp, low whistle, pipes and banjo, and they've got great vocal harmonies too. They play both Irish traditional and Appalachian old-timey material and blend the two of them together, I think, beautifully. From the album Wolves in the Woods, this is Alfie with a traditional Irish song, Bedtime Stories, and an Appalachian tune, 5 miles from home. And damn good it is too.
There was a little pig and he wasn't very big. There was a little pig and he wasn't very big. There was a little pig and he wasn't very big. Wasn't too tall and he wasn't very small. This little piggy ate too much clover. This little piggy ate too much clover. This little piggy ate too much clover. He lay down and died all over. Little old man didn't know what to do. Little old man didn't know what to do. Little old man didn't know what to do, so he lay down and he died too. Little old woman, she died of grief. Little old woman, she died of grief. End of your 1, 2, 3, the woman and your man and the little piggy. Thank you.
Great stuff. Alfie, the new young Irish trio from the album Wolves in the Woods, with an Irish kiddie song, Bedtime Stories, followed by an Appalachian tune, 5 Miles from Home. Brilliant stuff. Do check them out and go and have a look at YouTube. There's some fine little clips of the three of them playing. Fabulous stuff. Let's have another track from Kate Rusby's new album, Philosophers, Poets and Kings. This is the Richard Thompson song from way back when, Crazy Man Michael.
Shortly they fell talking. Your future will tell to you. Your future, you often have asked me. Your true love will die by your own right hand. And crazy man Michael will disappear. Speak with an evil, you speak with hate, you speak for the devil that haunts me. For is she not the fairest in all the broad land? Your sorcerer's words have taunted me.
Thank you.
song that first appeared on the Fairport Convention album Liege and Leaf, Crazy Man Michael. Kate Rosby's great version there from her new album Philosophers, Poets and Kings. Now, if you haven't been watching Gentleman Jack on BBC television, can I recommend that you do so? I watch hardly any TV because I'm always too busy doing other things. Time flies, playing the banjo, annoying people in pubs about Brexit or whatever. But I watch very, very little TV. And recently I watched two series. I watched Killing Eve because I quite enjoyed the first one, but I thought this one was a bit rubbish. And I watched Gentleman Jack. And I thought that Gentleman Jack was just streets and streets and streets ahead of Killing Eve, both in the storyline, in the acting, in the casting, in the costume, in the direction. It is just absolutely brilliant. And some of you, if you don't know already, should know that the song at the end of the show is from O'Hooley and Tido. Gentleman Jack, based on a real story. The story, which in fact, of course, is Gentleman Jack, the series. Ann Lister, who was a bit of a raunchy lady in her time. And why am I talking thus? Well, simply because Belinda O'Hooley of O'Hooley and Tido has got a new album just out called Inversions. She is, as many of you will know, a fabulous keyboards player, great pianist. I first came across her when she was working with the Unthanks way back. And her new album is almost like a meditation. It's just beautiful tunes that have got depth and have got great passion and subtlety and quietness. The tunes allow spaces to lie between the notes so that you're more conscious than ever before of the simple beauty of great music, just played simply, no frills or fancy work. This is the tune for a song sometimes called The Trees They Grow So High or Longer Growing, or in this case simply called The Bonnie Boy. And I think it's beautiful. Thank you. Linda O'Hooley there. Lots of tasteful improvisation around the tune for The Bonnie Boy. And that's from her new album, Inversions. And it's got loads and loads of great pieces of music like that. The Girl Done Good. Another track from Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Turisi's new album, There Is No Other. This is their version of one of the big ballads, one of the child ballads, a traditional Appalachian ballad called Little Margaret, or sometimes Little Margaret and Sweet William, the story of two star-crossed lovers. There's some amazing percussion on this track. I think the version of the song that Rhiannon does here was learned from the singing of that great Appalachian ballad singer, Hedy West.
Little Margaret sitting in her hall chair, combing back her long yellow hair. Saw Sweet William and his new maid bride riding up the road so near. She threw down her ivory comb, threw back her long yellow hair, said, I'll go down.
Margaret from Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Turisi's album There Is No Other. Now, I really could have devoted an entire 2-hour show to the next album alone. It is so beautiful, so perfect in so many ways. But I need to just go back very quickly to the beginning of the story of the creation of the CD I'm going to be talking about. It grew from a book called The Lost Words, which was a collaboration between the wonderful illustrator and artist Jackie Morris and Robert McFarlane. Many of you know him as the author of Landmarks and The Wild Places. He writes about the outdoors, the world of walking, the world of being out in the mountains, in the forests, in the sacred and secret places, and he writes beautifully. What had happened is that Jackie had been approached to sign a letter requesting that some of the words cut from the Oxford Junior Dictionary should be returned, the Junior Dictionary to be placed in schools, a reference book for children. The words that had been dropped from the dictionary included bluebell, conker, heron, acorn, and perhaps, she says, the one that cut the deepest, kingfisher. So Robert and Jackie got together and produced this beautiful book, which I have a copy of, huge, beautifully illustrated volume with Jackie's illustrations and Robert's words, which are not poems as much as spells or incantations to celebrate, to conjure back the life of the planet, the life around us, the world of trees, the world of animals, the world of birds, the world of all living things. Well, spool on from that wonderful book to a stage presentation which took place at Hay Festival when Robert was reading some of the words and there was music in the background from a composer called Carey Andrews. In the audience was one of the organisers of a festival called Folk by the Oak, Caroline Slough, and she was completely and utterly entranced by what she'd heard. And Folk by the Oak had already been involved in quite a few musical productions, collaborations of folk singers and poets. And she went back and sat down, and with her partner, they put the ideas together that they would get musicians and singers together and would produce an album of songs that were made from Robert Macfarlane's words, set to music by musicians and singers inspired by both the words and Jackie's illustrations. And so they approached musicians and singers like Kareem Polwart, Julie Fowlis and Chris Drever, amongst many others. The result is, I think, just stunning. I've got a copy of the book and CD in front of me now, and I'm going to play you two tracks from it. First, Heartwood by Kareem Polwart, and I'll just read you her words. This is a turning and whittling of Robert's charm against harm, which he wrote in response to the unjust felling of trees, particularly on the trees of Sheffield. It's a spell in praise of trees, not in blame of woodcutters, who know more about trees than anyone else. This is Heartwood.
Would you hew me to the heartwood cutter? Would you lay me low beneath your feet? Listen to my sad mutter. Hear my heartwood beat. Would you throw me on the log pile cutter? Would you toss me to the steel saw blade? Listen to my leaves flutter. Hear my heart would break. Against me, cutter, would you rest your axe a while and sleep? Listen to the song I utter. Hear my heart would weep. Hear my heart. To the heartwood cutter. Would beneath your feet. Listen to my sad mutter. Here my heart would beat. Here my heart would.
Corinne Polwart with Heartwood from the album The Lost Words. And the second track from the album I'm going to play you now is by Rachel Newton, who, of course, as many of you know, is a singer, a fiddle player, viola player, and also a harp player. And Sekou Keita, who plays the kora, which many of you know, the beautiful African instrument, and who also sings. And this collaboration between the two of them, I think, is absolutely beautiful. It's called Willow.
You shoot your brain, you know.
You wrote this in like
Hardly Dared to Breathe. Willow from the Lost Words Spell Songs. That was Rachel Newton and Seku Kaita. The Lost Words Spell Songs is a book and a CD, and it's one of the most beautiful things that has come into my hands in a long, long time. Do check it out. I can't say often enough that I think this is just a work of rare beauty, and these people have come together and have produced a body of work that I think will bless our culture. And I cannot think of a more perilous and disturbing time, a time at which something so healing and beautiful as this needs to be heard and needs to be seen. It is terrific. End of. I'm going to finish with a set of tunes from Scott's mega band Skippinish. Their new CD is called Steer by the Stars, and I want you to roll back the carpet, roll your trouser legs up, push the furniture up against the walls, and get skipping round the room to this. Skippinish with the Pert set. Thanks ever so much for listening, by the way. I forgot to say, don't forget to go to the website where you'll find links through, as I said, to all the artists, and lots of information on there. And there's a gallery, and there's stuff well worth looking at. Thanks again for listening. Take care of yourselves, and more importantly, mind how you go. Ta-da!
He shows a car, a couple car, a couple car, a couple. He shows a car, a couple school, a couple cornut. He shows a car, a couple car, a couple car, a couple. He shows a car, a couple school, a couple cornut. Yippee harning hole in the channel, yippee harning hole in the channel, yippee harning hole in the channel, call any more than ever. Yippee harning hole in the channel, yippee harning hole in the channel, yippee harning hole in the channel, call any more than ever. He shows a car, a couple car, a couple car, a couple. He shows a car, a couple school, a couple cornut. He shows a car, a couple car, a couple car, a couple. He shows a car, a couple school, a couple corner. Yippee harning hole in the channel, yippee harning hole in the channel, yippee harning hole in the channel, call any more than ever. Yippee harning hole in the channel, yippee harning hole in the channel, yippee harning hole in the channel, call any more than ever. He shows a car, a couple car, a couple car, a couple. He shows a car, a couple school, a couple corner. He shows a car, a couple car, a couple car, a couple. He shows a car, a couple school, a couple corner.
Any kind of any kid, 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 any
Can you call the such again?